Zion Mal Cheshvan. No, apologies. Tess Mal Cheshvan. Thursday, the 7th of November. Rabbi Moshe Bezalel Grossnas. The connection between Mitzvahs Mila and Mitzvahs Mezuzah.
Morning all.
Morning all.
The Ramban, at the end of Parshas Boy, tells us, Barichus, why many mitzvahs are zecher liyitzias Mitzrayim. So he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does nisim from time to time, but not regularly, because most people, or many Rishoyim at least, are not fit to see these wonders. Therefore it only comes from time to time. Since it's only coming from time to time, and much emunah is learned from it, he wants it to stay ingrained in us. And therefore there's many things to remind us, and to never forget, and to pass on from generation to generation, the Yetzias Mitzrayim. Therefore, Pesach is chomer, it's a chorus, and there's all sorts of chumras, as we know. And we write tefillin, and we wrap it around the arm, and put it on our heads, to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. And we write mezuzahs and put it on our doors to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's what the Ramban says. Asa Aderes. So Rav Tumim, who was the Rav of Ponovich and then Yerushalayim, who's also the Shver of Cook, he asked the following question. He's got a sefer on the sefer mitzvahs of the Chinuch. I think it's mitzvah Yudalev. He asks, Bishleim Mitfilin, I understand, is Zecha the Yetzias Mitzrayim, because it has the parshiyos of Mitzrayim, Kviyato, it has the Inyan of Bechor, but mezuzahs only has the first two parshiyos of Shema. There's no mention of Yetzias Mitzrayim there. How is it the Zeicher Yetzias Mitzrayim? Says the Aderes, it could be that the root of Mitzvah mezuzah was already given in Mitzrayim. You remember, the night of the Seder, that to put Al Adeles, Al Amashkoif, they had to put the dam of the Korban Pesach, and the mitzvah was a shmira. So too, we have a mitzvah on the door, which is shomer the bayis. So it could be that the idea that we get a mitzvah on the door to be shomer the bayis is rooted to remind us of what we once did on the door in Mitzrayim. And therefore it's Eichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's a nice chap. Now, in the mezuzah, we know what we write. But on the outer side, we write the Shem Shakai. We write the Shem Shakai. What is the idea of this Shem Shakai that's on the outer side of the mezuzah? So here really is where we'll combine mezuzah and mila together. The Arugas HaBoisem brings from the Zera Kodesh in the name of Rabbi Menachem Mendel Merimonov that the idea of the Shem Shakai by Bris Mila, like this week's Zebra, it says, Rom Avinu, Hashem is Metzavim, he commands him on the Mitzvah Mila, he tells him, Kel Shakai. Before, like introduction to Mitzvah Mila is, he announces in the name of, I am Kel Shakai. Why is that relevant to Mitzvah Mila? So he says, the Gemara Chagiga Yud Beis Amad Aleph says, because Baruch was creating the world, he let it like roll until it came to a certain point and he said, die, stop. So the world wasn't just like a creation that landed, it was like a growing creation and then die. Misha Omar lo ilomoy die, that's the Shem Shakai. Hashem said, stop. What does this mean? You know, you want to make something, come bring it down completed. Why is it rolling until a point as if it could go further? And Hashem said, stop. So he says that the message is that the world is a gashmistical world. But our avoida isn't the gashmis. It isn't to sit back and enjoy the gashmis. You can enjoy it. But for avoida Hashem. And therefore, until the point that we can get to avoida Hashem from it, there's gashmis. But if it's going to get too much gashmis, it's going to roll on past where one can do avoida, and we'll just live the gashmis without any avoida Hashem, that's not tachlis abriya. And that's pshat. It rolled and rolled and rolled until as far as there's still something for us to do. But further than that, we would just seep into gashmis and wouldn't be able to bring out Avodas Hashem. Die. Stop there. So the Shem Shakai really shows us our avodah. Misha Omer Lo Moedai, because there's a tachlis. It's not just for itself. There's something to bring out of it. Die. Stop. From here on, there's nothing to do. The same is with a Bris Mila. A Bris Mila brings out the Shem Shakai on the human, on the Yid. You see, let's first explain that, and then I'll explain what I'm trying to get at. When you stand, so you have your feet, that's the middle of the sheen. We are a sheen upside down. Okay? Your two hands are the two outer branches of the sheen. The legs are together, they're not on opposite sides of the body, so they count as one. So there's the middle branch of the head of the sheen, the two arms, and their head is the point that the sheen sits on, because the sheen ain't no raglaim. It comes to a point. Because sheke ain't no raglaim. So that's the sheen, we're a sheen upside down. The dalad is the arm outstretched. So that's a dalad, or this is the foot of the dalad, and that's the head of the dalad, however you look at it, but this is a dalad. And the yud is niskala ha-torah, but the bris mila is the yud. That's the Shem Shakai. What does it teach us? It gives us the compatibility to the avodas Hashem in this world. The goyim, they say, Rom al kol goyim Hashem. Hashem is up there. If you want to join him, you've got to separate yourself from this world. There's no avodas Hashem in Gashmias. Or, they turn the ruchnias into Gashmias. They believe that Olam Habo is Zechves Nishwat. Right? It's Gashmias. That's the Yishmaelim. Right? So it's either that everything is spiritual, there's no such thing as spirituality in the mundane, or everything is physical. By a Yid, he believes there's physicality, the spirituality that can be found within the physical. Right? As it says in Hallel, Hamagbi lo sheves, he's high up there, but he's a mashpili lirois bashamayim v'oretz, he's also down here, says the Gro. That's the Yid Sashkofa. Therefore the Shakai in the man, is the same message as how the world was created. The world was created, die. Not more, because then it'll just be Gashmias. There's avoided to do, till here. More than that would be Gashmias. The man also has this message of Shakai within him, that it's all, yes, it's Gashmias, but it's all, die. Not to the point of Gashmias, Hashem, Gashmias, it's for avoided Hashem. This is why, in the coming Sedras, you'll find, Yosef and Binyamin cry on each other's necks. About the Churban Beis HaMikdash, or the Mishkan, says Rashi. Why on the neck? Because by a Yid, the stomach and the head is Avod Hashem. The stomach is Gashmis. But if you do with Seichel, with Ruchnius, with a Brocha, then it turns the Gashmis into Ruchnius. The Beis HaMikdash was very much that. They brought Kobonus, which is Gashmis, and it became Ruchnius. So it's a bridge between stomach and head. Mm-hmm. Where's the bridge? The neck. The Churban is, when it's Gashmis, the Shem Gashmius, then the neck. Something's wrong there in the bridge, so they cried on each other's neck, says the Maharam Sheik, because there was the Mokum HaChurban. The Rambam says, whenever you go out of your house, the mezuzah is a wake-up call to remember that nothing else is, these are his words, nothing else is nitzchis except avoid Hashem, and you should love Hashem, etc. You wake up from your sleep. What does it mean, your sleep? We are sleeping in a world of gashmis. The mezuzah wakes us up from our sleep. It's very, very matim that the Shem Shakai is on the outside, although it's not an intrinsic part of the mezuzah, but it makes a lot of sense if that's what the mezuzah is doing. Because the Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is a yichud, is a oneness of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, wakes us up to serve Him. But the Shakai reminds us that even though we're in this Gashmistika world and we're sleeping, wake up, because it's Misha Omer Lo Elam Moedai, as in it's not for the Gashmias, it's for Ruchnias. And therefore, remember the message of the Dai. I didn't create more because I want you to be able to serve. And that reminds us also of the Mila within us that has that same message. So interestingly enough, it's not the only time that blood has been on the door in Mitzrayim, which we said is the root of Mitzvah's mezuzah. The Yefeil Lev, who was Rechaim Palaji's son, he brings that there was a minig amongst some to collect the dam of the Mila after the bris and write from it the Shem Shakai on the mezuzah. As a shmirah, two mitzvahs together. Yeah? And that's a shmirah. He even says that he says a little different than Arderis. He says, Mitzvah's mezuzah is zikha shoyma on the house. Kal v'choyme, if by Mitzrayim the dam was a mitzvah l'shor, it's just a one-off mitzvah guarded the house. Kal v'choyme, a mitzvah l'doiris, for the house guards the house. Okay. So if we're talking about the Shem Shakai, let's go off to another Nakuda. There is a halacha that the Taz very much promotes this halacha in Hilchus Mezuzah, that one should have the Shem Shakai of the Mezuzah visible. It should be visible. Some said no, and even didn't even put mezuzahs on the rooms, because they said, especially back in the day, the children are running around, there's tzoya, and it's not, you know, Beis HaKitzeh is potter from a mezuzah, because ain't kvod shemayim to have a mezuzah in such a place. So they didn't put on any of the rooms, because people were either bathing there, you know, it used to be, it wasn't a bathroom per se, a cauldron, or tzoya, the nappies, it wasn't such a good situation. So he says, I don't see the problem. The mezuzah is 10 tefachim high, which is a different domain. And anyway, what does it say by tzoya? V'chosiso, right? You just have to cover. So a see-through glass is also a covering. It's a covering. Even you can see it. The Gemara says, tzoya ba'asheshis, tzoya in a see-through thing, is not called tzoya. V'chosiso. And therefore he says, just cover it. Just cover it. He does say, though, that if it's like you fix the changing thing right by the mezuzah, then it should be non-see-through. Should be non-see-through. Others also say that if you've got a fixed tashmish of in your neitzoya right by the mezuzah, that's already kidvah Hashem bozo. Even if you've covered it halachically, it's just not right. Now, the shaila obviously arises. What happens if, often is the case in many houses, you have a Beis HaKisseh opposite a room. You open the door and you have now the mezuzah seeing the Beis HaKisseh. Would you say that's like a tashmish kavua? Sometimes the kids leave the door open, or the cleaner while they're cleaning and there leaves it open, and then it's like opposite mezuzah bekvius. So the emes is, the Mikdash Mat holds that a Beis HaKisseh like ours doesn't really have a dim Beis HaKisseh because it gets washed away right away. He holds even if you put a mezuzah on such a door without a brocha. But we don't hold like that. That's already a bit much. But al koponim, that's already a sniff of the hokel. So, in addition, one can add that, the Getz Rav added this to me, that since one can close the door, it's made to close, that's not called you fixed a place opposite the mezuzah. It's made to close. From time to time it opens, and it can be quite often that it opens, but you can't say that you've done a bizoyin to the mezuzah, that you fixed a place next to the mezuzah to do tashrish bozo. No, I fixed a place with a door next to the mezuzah. So, it's made not to be'etz and be opposite the mezuzah. However, in a bedroom, so it's a machlokes if you put a mezuzah on a bedroom, isha isha, because tashrish amito. If it's on the outside of the bedroom, no problem. It's not a beis hakiseh, but it's a bakovet like a room. So some things go on there. So put the mezuzah outside the front of the door. If the frame is on the outside, it's fine. If the frame is on the inside, you have a problem. And by erva, there's two stages. By erva, stamazoi, someone's orum in front of a mezuzah, you need it to be covered non-see-through. Tashmish, you need it to be in a double covering. So you could say, every mezuzah has a double covering because you put the cling film, and then you have the case. Okay, so it has to be non-see-through, the case, because of erva. Okay, one of the coverings has to be non-see-through, and you've got the cling film and the box. That should be enough. But the poskim say it's not enough, because when it's a keli that belongs to the mezuzah, right, you put it in plastic, you put it in its case, all these count only as one. You need something external, like, let's say it's in its case and in its plastic, which you always put on, you're going to have to put a silver foil over. Because it has to be something that doesn't belong with the mezuzah as the second covering. That's the halacha. If it's inside the room. You're not allowed to use something that belongs to the mezuzah. It has to be something, the second covering has to be something that you wouldn't say is part and parcel of the mezuzah.
The curtain is fine.
Sorry?
The curtain.
A curtain over the mezuzah?
I'm saying it's a door to the terrace, so that there's always a...
There's a curtain... Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Even if...
Even a see-through, because the curtain's not see-through. Yeah,
No, the curtain is kind of opaque.
I don't know. So I have to see the exact... But anyway...
Silver foil is a kind of...
Yeah, because you're putting it on externally. Externally, you're putting it on top of the mezuzah.
It's touching the mezuzah.
No, it doesn't have to be touching. It's if it's meant to be part and parcel of the mezuzah, so you didn't. It's not an extra thing. So like the mosh, I'll give you a mosh.
The cling film and a see-through box is all one thing.
Yes, and don't forget, you need even more than a see-through box anyway. One has to be non-see-through. That's number one. But even if one's on see-through and one's cling film, it's still not enough.
So the see-through box is doesn't matter if it's see-through or not.
We have two things we need to do. One thing, we have to make it non-see-through. That's A. Because lo yiroi b'chol erves tova. That's A. B, I need two coverings. One can be see-through, but I need two coverings. The cling film is not enough, because every door I put a mezuzah with cling film and a mezuzah case, that's how mezuzah comes. It needs to be that I put something extra. So the Mishnah Berurah is the Chiddush.
When is it alive? Only in the bedroom
you're talking about? Yeah, in the bedroom. So the Mishnah Berurah says, if you make the cling film, when you originally wrap it, you intend that I'm putting on the Shei Mechitza, not as the usual cling film that I put, that's enough. The Chaznish is Choylik. So you want to be Machmir? You put something extra, if you have such a case, it's rare, if the frame of your door is inside your bedroom, or you have another room coming out of your bedroom, then you cover it with an external covering. So that's Ervo, that's Tashmish, and that's Tzoya. The middle case is kids running around the house undressed. Kids running around the house undressed, place they ran out of their bath and they're undressed. That's not Tashmish, and it's not Tzoya, it's Ervo. Now, Machaba holds Ervos from very young. The Ramos Mekel, only from Roy Lebio. But Al-Koponim, it's Shayach that the mezuzah will see this. Therefore, the Arachayim HaKadosh holds that you're always meant to have non-see-through mezuzah cases. Interesting. Non-see-through mezuzah cases, the Chiddush says so as well. At least, I guess, upstairs. Nowadays, I don't think there's Tzoya around the house downstairs. Maybe some nappy changing, but not next to the mezuzah dafka. But Ervo can happen with little kids. It can zikha happen, and therefore he holds the mezuzah cases should be non-see-through.
In Shindal,
sorry?
On the case.
I don't know. Sorry?
On the case is written Shindal
Adiyot. Oh, so that... and a Hanami. Then I don't know if you've helped. I heard from Yisrael Reisman, he said, Baruch Moshe Feinstein's house, the mezuzah, the front door, was covered in a case, and Shindal Adiyot was written on in pencil or pen. Yeah? Because... it's not Be'etzem Adin on the mezuzah, it should be this message. I don't know exactly. But Al Kaponim, you're right. You haven't maybe helped. If the shame is still visible. Yeah. So again, there's different opinions in these matters. Ask your local rabbi. Regarding Mila.
Sorry, what's the age of the kids regarding?
It's Machloikas. Some say from Roy Labio, which by a girl will be 3, by a boy will be 9. And some say very young. So Svadim Amu Machmi on this.
We had a shiur for years ago. They said it got to be open.
That's what I'm saying. But still, if there's this problem, then not. This is the Taz. That's what he talks about. Now moving on. We need to get back to Mila. In Hilchas Mila, there's halacha that you're allowed to make the brocha even while one sees the erva. Yeah, the moyel is allowed to make the brocha even when one sees the erva. Why? Because it's not the reason why to cover is hoyo machanecha kodesh. When it's a chefsa shel mitzvah, when you're doing a mitzvah on it, it's nicht erva. Das is hoyo machanecha kodesh. If the mitzvah is on it, that's hoyo machanecha kodesh. It's not a stira, and therefore one can see it. Right. So now, if we're already talking about how to cover it, how to cover the mezuzah, it's brought. That you put it in the halachas of putting it on the door, it's brought that you put it in a mezuzah case. Yeah. Now, the Vilna Gaon, Vizkachuva brings it, says you're not allowed to put it in a mezuzah case. Because chatzitza, it says, al mezuzah is beisecho. If you put it in a mezuzah case, then it's the mezuzah case, al mezuzah is beisecho. And therefore, you do either a hole in the wall and you put it in, but it should be straight on.
Oh, if it's a see through back.
Yeah, but the back. Yeah, the mezuzah is on the back. The mezuzah is not on the wall.
It's nailed on the
still, the mezuzah is not touching the wall.
It's one piece.
So the eitzah is... say that. So someone to laminate it, yeah? Which is a problem still, because you're not putting mezuzah on. But Derech Agav, I just mentioned, because we talked about the plastic, if you laminate it, you have problems. Eshtens, you make it hot, and the ink can run. It can rub out Hashem. And Tzveitens, you'll never be able to fix this mezuzah. And you don't really know what the status of the mezuzah is. Have the words come off and they're just stuck on from the lamination, etc. That's Rav Shammai Gross had a chum about it. Al-Kabonim, that's fine. So don't put it on the... How do you put it on the door? Lefi the Gra, what's the Eitzah? To have it in a box and put it on the door. Either you don't have a back to the box. And often in wall mezuzahs, like they're tucked in, it's in the hole, straight up, and you've got glass covering. Or... The other Eitzah was to first knock on the back, knock it on the door, then it's a chelek from door, right? It's bustle to the door, and then you put the other half of the mezuzah case. Or you have a plug underneath, whatever. Yeah, so it's already part of the door. The emesis, Ruchan Knievsky has a safe on Hilton mezuzah. Yeah, 1 second, hear this out. Rechaim Knievsky has a... Rav Ozna holds of this, by the way. This I haven't seen the whole tshuva, but he holds it to Emes HaShmua, the Mikdash Ma'at as well. But the Aruch HaShulchan says he doesn't believe this came out of the mouth of the Gra. And the Chazanish, Rechaim Knievsky brings it in a Sefer Pasha's door, and the also says he doesn't believe it came out of the Gra. And Mamela, you see, the Velt is not makbid on this. Coming over to Brith Mila, the Chalkas Yaakov, or Breish, Zurich, he has a tshuva in Chelek Gimel Siman Pei. Are you allowed to wear gloves while you do the mitzvah of Mila? Now, I'm not going into the regular shaila, of course, of, you know, it's not covered for the mitzvah. Even doing it for health reasons, AIDS, whatever, which is registered nowadays in certain places to taka be makbid. Even Rabbi Yashiv talks about it, some places one should be makbid. Matzitz Bepeh, yes, no, is... There's more reason in halacha nowadays to yes be makbid in certain places. Not everywhere. It's not accepted everywhere. You've got Shoma Mitzvah the Devarah when it's unlikely that there should be that situation. But where it's likely that this is a situation, and a doctor would be careful anyway, not because of the mitzvah, because the situation raises concerns, then that's registered nowadays that it's not within the old debate of reform and orthodox. It's a different thing. But Stamazoi to do it, as I, you know, with gloves, so he held that it makes problems in the Priya. How are you going to do the Priya? So you're going to use a keli, so you start using matzitza b'keli. See, he didn't like it so much. But he has a different point that I want to bring to the fore right now, and that is the father, or his shliach, has to do the bris. Zot d'chelkes Yaakov, peletik azach, he says, if you have gloves on, you didn't do it. The child is gemalot. He doesn't have an orla. But can you say you did it? There's a chatzitza between you and the maisa, the gloves. So you didn't do it. Like you haven't put on tefillin if there's a chatzitza on your head. Like you didn't hold the lulav if there's a chatzitza between you and the lulav. So to you, the father has a mitzvah to mal your son, hasn't done the mila because there's something in the way. There's a chatzitza.
So
Tzipora
is the same. She did it for Moshe, so it's also...
That's a... Okay, Peseda, I'm not going into who did it. I'm saying in the case it's done correctly. Did he do it? The child's gemalot. But it's first case, the child's gemalot. But did the father do it? Sorry, again? Ah, yeah, oh. So there's Emes. His son's already, Taina and Hagar. It's very hard to understand. Lulav is a mitzvah to take to you. Tefillin is a mitzvah to put on you. So it's a mitzvah begufoy. So you got, if you have something in the way, you didn't put it on you, you didn't take. But here the mitzvah is to mal your son. So as long as I've done the pa'ula, even if there's something in the way, you can't say, I didn't do it. Of course I did. Let's move on. We're going to do this fast.
You use a knife for the...
Yeah, but if I've got a glove in the way, I didn't do it, he's saying. Right? Fair enough. But that's me cutting, obviously, with a knife. The Torah says I have to cut. So you've got to use a knife. But it's me cutting with a knife. So I've done what the Torah says. But the glove is not cutting, and it's not me. So, right?
That's you shoot with your nails, then.
Okay, so these are all discussions. Torah, schuchis. Right.
Is there a problem with the shift with it on the trap?
Pashtus says bottle to you as well. Exactly. Also true. Pashtus is bottle to you as well. A glove is probably part of your glove. But I don't know. There is a halacha of chatzitza by Lulav. Put tefillin on a jumper. What's the difference? Part of me? It's chatzitza. No, you could hear. It's a chatzitza. Kachtum lochem? Ah, it's a mitzvah begufoy. We have to move on. We can talk after.
No, the mice are not.
Moving on to two, let's try and hop around a few more points. Doing bris mila with a laser. So the Poskim talk about it, obviously not to be done in a regular case, because you need Damila, etc. But in a case of a hemophiliac, right, he can't do a bris because it's going to be dumb and he can't heal. Can he use a laser? Rav Osner says he can. Yeah? Now, the Menachas Yitzchok says there's a chisorin here of koyach odom. The mitzvah is himo. Someone has to maul the child. And here, the Rameh Arik, for instance, discusses putting chemicals and the chemical does the work itself. He says, but etzem would be okay. But it's felt in the pa'ula from a person to you, himo.
Why you put it?
So the laser, normally, first of all, you don't put, you put beforehand, the doctor will have to tell us if this is true, but you put it beforehand, you place it, like an x-ray, you have to have it ready in its place, because you don't want to harm, as you're moving it, other places, it has to be ready in its place, then you go and press the button. So, you didn't put it, you know, b'shas the cutting, you didn't put it, it's already there. And more, you're not doing anything, the laser is doing, not you. There's no pu'ula here, and Mamela, it's not posh at the yotzer, it's all Menchasitzka has a truth about it, but upon him,
you press the button.
Okay, so these are shilas. I'm just bringing up. It's still not your pola, not your koyach.
So
I want to move on. I want to move on.
Switch on the
light
on
Shabbos. Okay. These are things to think about. We're going to move on to another case. Another case. The Chalkas Yaakov brings. I was in Exlabar over the holidays. You have to take everything from where you go. So I saw a tshuva there as follows. You see, putting up a mezuzah on a magnet is not muskim in the poskim, that's good enough. Alright, it's nice and tightly there. So first of all, because on Shabbos it's not called a chibur, and you have to have a chibur that is Shabbos stick. Second of all, it's made to take off, so it's hastish there. So too, I saw Shaila and Chalkas Yaakov, that the Chaykin asked him, that the goy brought the baby and the knife on Shabbos, and on the way the knife dropped in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and the baby's here, the goy's gone, and they couldn't get the knife. So he had the Shaila, can I use a magnet from in the shul to magnet back in the knife? Is it hoitzah or not? Is it hoitzah or not? Now hear me out. Is it hoitzah or not? So the shot is like this. If I put a person in front of water, there's a fence, a dam in the way, I tie him up, and I let the dam go, whoosh, onto this person, and he dies. It's reticha. It's my koyach. So too, I put the magnet there to get the knife, it's my koyach. It's a little different. Imagine you take a leech and you put it on someone to draw blood from him. Can you say you drew blood from him? No, because the leech has his own koyach that has to decide to suck. Right? Yes, you're going, we did something. But is it mamish your koyach? It's a stage. It's a koyach acham orabai. So to here, you bring the magnet to the knife. You bring the magnet to the knife, and Shabbos is different, I'll explain you in a minute. You bring the magnet to the
knife.
Yeah. You bring the magnet to the knife, so you did something, but the magnet has its own koyach that brings it to you. So it's two things happening. Now on Hilchah Shabbos, Ritzicha, you wouldn't necessarily be chayav. Hilchah Shabbos, you would be chayav, because Shabbos Melech is Machshavos Asra Torah, means you have to plan and arrange a matzav, like Zoira, and the Ruach blows it. So you see, even though koyach acham orabai, you're chayav. So Mamele, he says it would be also to magnet in the knife. However, he says since it's shaloi kederach hamotziim, it's not normal to do haitzah like this. It's a drabonon. Mamele for mitzvah mila, but yet sometimes you're allowed to do certain drabonons. Right. He says you can magnet the knife in. Many more things to talk about in Eretz Hashem another time.